Question 1. When should parents give children positive encouragement? There are plenty of instances in which children display good behaviour or talents which should be rewarded and encouraged by their parents. In general, parents should give their children positive encouragement when they want to promote good behaviour and decent character. For example, when a student acts politely or when they do something kind or brave or noble, these are all moments where parents should offer their children positive encouragement to reinforce these sorts of behaviour. Question 2. Why do children need encouragement? It is vital to offer children encouragement and support to ensure that they develop into well-adjusted adults with confidence and skills. Being a child can be difficult, and many children are unsure about their talents, their intelligence, their strength, and many other things. Often, children need an adult to guide them, to encourage them, and to give them confidence in themselves. A little bit of encouragement from an adult can give a child the confidence they need to pursue their passions, which may develop into remarkable talents and skills. Therefore, offering children encouragement is vital to their development. Question 3. Is it possible to give too much encouragement to children? Sometimes you see children who have clearly been spoiled with too much attention and encouragement from their parents. Because of this, I think it is possible to give too much praise and attention to children. For example, if you shower a child with undeserved praise and attention, then the child may become arrogant, self-centered, and poor at working with others. Furthermore, when a child is arrogant, they often think they are the best at things without putting the time and effort in to learn skills and talents. So they actually become quite poor and untalented at most things. Therefore, there are some very negative outcomes for giving children too much encouragement. Question 4. What is the importance of positive and negative feedback on how people work? In all walks of life, feedback is an essential component of developing something successful and effective. It takes positive and negative feedback to hone people and projects into the best versions they can be. People's working habits are something that can be improved by positive and negative feedback. It is the responsibility of the boss and management to ensure that workers are getting the right feedback. For example, handing things in before the deadline should be given praise, while turning up late for work should receive criticism. This is true for other types of work as well, such as a person's study skills and even people's athletic performance on sports teams. Positive and negative feedback is very important for affecting how people work. Question 5. When might people say positive things that they do not mean? Sometimes, people are in situations where they have to say positive and supportive things that they don't really believe in. Most of the time, these are circumstances in which they don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or in which it would be socially inappropriate to be honest. For example, when a friend is trying to learn a new skill or talent, such as painting or playing a musical instrument, they might be really terrible at it at first, but it is important to give people positive encouragement, so they stay committed to it and try to make themselves better. If you tell people they are bad at something, it is quite likely they will give up, so it is important to say positive things even if you don't mean it. Question 6. Why do some people believe positive comments about themselves more than negative comments? Let's be frank. Most people are a little bit vain or egotistical, so they like to hear good things about themselves, and they don't like to hear bad things about themselves. For this reason, some people believe positive comments about themselves, but they distrust negative comments. For example, someone may get a really bad haircut and have three of their friends tell them it is a bad haircut. However, if one person says the haircut looks good, that is the person they will believe. This seems silly, but a lot of people act this way. I think this is because some people are quite egotistical and want to live in a world where everyone thinks positive things about them.